Good evening, everyone, and welcome. Especially glad to see Brother David as he's been able to get out and be with us. And all our visitors, we're so glad for your taking time to be with us. Normally on the fourth Sunday in the evening, I have the opportunity to speak to you. And about twice a year, I decide to do that with mostly songs, especially when the topic yields itself or lends itself easily to being expressed or developed in song. And so I thought this evening, as we would talk about the human heart, that this would lend itself very well to our edifying one another by taking care of this mostly by singing. You know you have a heart. Did you know that you have two? You have a pump. And I was just amazed that we could find out that our sister Chandler, who's with us visiting, had a very specific problem, and there was a very specific solution developed for her heart, and she is doing well again. And it's just so amazing what doctors are able to do with minimally invasive procedures to take care of that pump that we all rely upon so much. But that's not the heart to which I refer this evening. You have another heart, the heart that can fall in love, the heart that we can give to another, that kind of heart. And the Lord wants that one. The Lord wants that one from you. When we read in the scriptures about that heart, we see that it can think, it can remember. So our ability to learn is, in some sense, our heart. That heart can purpose. And so our ability to decide and to will a thing and to make it happen is part of our heart. And we see also from the scriptures that heart is the seat of our emotion, and we can feel with that heart. So those are the three aspects of the heart as revealed in scripture: the intellect, the will, and the emotions. And for the intellect, there is knowledge to be learned. For the will, there are commands to be obeyed. For the emotions, there are promises to be relied upon and trusted, and joy that comes from that. That's the heart that I want to talk about this evening. That's the heart that the Lord wants. I thought that we would start by singing exactly this, that request that the Lord makes. Remember when he was pressed for what was most important, he said, "Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy mind." So let's sing number 270, "Give Me Thy Heart."
Dull soul, give me thy heart, says the Father above.
Give me thy heart.
Well, simply put, that's the Lord's request to us. And as we go further, we see that there are all sorts of songs in our hymn book about our asking Jesus to come into our heart. Come and dwell there. Take up a presence there. Make us purer. That is the request that's offered in many different ways, many different times in our book. These are just a few of them, I guess a little more than half of the songs that deal with this theme. Now, some would say, and some do say, that just asking is it, and that's what you have to do. It's all that you have to do is ask for Him to come into your heart. Scriptures teach us that we must do more than ask. But I think we also must ask more, more often, and then act upon it. So I thought it would do us well to just sing a number of these songs this evening and repeat the request over and over for the Lord to come into our hearts. Let's look at number 139 first.
Into the heart of Jesus, deeper and deeper I go, seeking to know the reason why He should love me so, why He should stoop to lift me up from the
not night if thou be near, O man.
So I think the first time through, why don't we sing it a little slower and all in unison on the lead, and then we'll start again in parts after that.
Oh, me soul, Lord, in thy mercy, lend ear to my plea. Turn not away nor deny. May thy word ever dwell richly in me. Hear thou and answer my cry. Lord, I would keep mind and body for Do me so. Lord, in thy mercy, lend ear to my plea. Turn not away nor deny. May thy word ever dwell richly in me. Hear thou and answer my cry. Lord, I would keep soul and body for thee. No room for self or for sin shall there be. Fit for thy dwelling, for thee set apart, Savior divine, dwell in my heart. Test me and try me, O Savior divine, let me be filled with thy love. Then from my heart shall thy glory light shine, lighting the pathway above. Lord, I would keep soul and body for thee. No room for self or for sin shall there be. Fit for thy dwelling, for thee set apart, Savior divine, dwell in my heart. Dwell in me, Savior, nor ever depart, fully thine own would I be. Not but thy wisdom shall rule my heart, till thy dear face I shall see. Lord, I would keep soul and body for thee. No room for self or for sin shall there be. Fit for thy dwelling, for thee set apart, Savior divine.
Thought I'd check and see what the time is and see how we're doing. Okay, excuse that. Number 81, please. You did very well with that, by the way. I think it was new to most of you. 81. This might be new too, I'm not sure.
Do me, Jesus, lover of my soul, let me to thy bosom fly. While the nearer waters roll, while the tempest still is nigh, hide me, O my Savior. Plenteous grace with thee.
I've thrown these at you pretty quickly here. I hope you've been able to not only sing the words, but understand the words as well. For if we have done that this evening, we have asked the Lord into our heart repeatedly in many different ways and many different facets. As I said before, there is more to do than just ask. But if you ask and do the other, there is a peace that passes all understanding that can be yours and can be ours. And it's this peace that's referred to in 626. So let's sing number 626.
Oh, me soul, when peace like a river attendeth my way, when sorrows like sea billows roll, whatever my lot, thou hast taught me to say, it is well, it is well with my soul, it is well with my soul, it is well, it is well with my soul. Though Satan should buffet, though trials should come, let this blessed assurance control, that Christ hath regarded my helpless estate, and hath shed his own blood for my soul. It is well with my soul. It is well, it is well with my soul. My sin, oh, the bliss of this glorious thought, my sin not in part, but the whole, is nailed to his cross, and I bear it no more. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, oh my soul, it is well with my soul, it is well, it is well with my soul.
A little faster now.
And Lord, haste the day when the faith shall be sighed, the clouds be rolled back as a scroll, the trump shall resound, and the Lord shall descend, even so it is well with my soul. It is well,
it is well
with my soul.
With my soul.
It is well, it is well.
There's just one more question. Is thy heart right with God? If you've understood the things we've said, and if you've meant them, there remains for you but little to do tonight. If you've never proclaimed, confessed Jesus before God and before men, it is an appropriate time to do that. Come and be baptized for the remission of your sins. Leave this place this evening with a full assurance that your sins have been forgotten, wiped away by a loving and gracious Father. If you have done that before and something has crept back in, this is the time to cast it out of your heart. Let us go to God in prayer on your behalf and seek the Father's help in purifying you further. If you're subject to the call, we invite you to come while we stand and sing number 263.
Docile, have thine affections been nailed to the cross? Is thy heart right with God? Dost thou count all things for Jesus for the loss? Is thy heart right with God? Is thy heart right with God? Washed in the crimson blood, cleansed and made holy, humble and lowly, right in the sight of God. Hast thou dominion o'er self and o'er sin? Is thy heart
some here this